For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz, joined by Dale Staus, the past Imperial Potentate of the Shriners International. Glad to have you back.
Glad to be back. It's an interesting year every time we're here for the Shrine game.
I would have figured that after the year that you had, you would maybe want to take some time off. You just can't get away from helping kids, can you?
Well, that's part of what it's all about. You know, if we can change the life of a child or more, it certainly makes our life more rewarding.
Did you learn anything about the Shriners, about what you guys do in the last year that you didn't know before?
Not really. It's a long process getting to the point of being the leader, and we pretty much have everything down.
What are the challenges right now as the chairman of the hospital? What I would assume that finances are always going to be a big one.
Well, finances are a big challenge, but that, in all honesty, that's not our biggest challenge. Our biggest challenge is finding more kids that we can help. Having the public, keep their eyes and ears open if there's a child in need of orthopedic or cleft lip and palate or spinal injuries that the family needs help, but they figure they can't afford it. Well, we treat children irregardless of their ability to pay.
Joe Dunn was on Sports in the Round earlier this week talking about some of the research that the Shriners do, and was talking about a disease where you're born without muscles, and as you get older, you just can't stop eating, and it's to the point where the parents have to lock the cabinet doors in the refrigerator. And you have one doctor in the Shriner system that's dealing specifically with that, and it amazes me how on the cutting edge you guys really are. It takes some special people in your group, doesn't it?
Well, it's called Prader-Willi's, and you know, the uncontrollable appetite is just one phase of the illness, and part of it is spina bifida and scoliosis. And our doctor in Philadelphia is one of the leading doctors in getting these children when they're real young and when they're first identified, because they really don't have any muscle tone and they can't control the growth of their spine and the straightness of their spine. And he's been doing miracles with these little kids.
The advances that you guys are making right now in growing skin from stem cells with sweat glands and everything in it, and the body doesn't know any different. It's truly amazing.
Oh, we spend a lot of money on research, and in the grants that we get as well, we're in excess of $100 million a year that we as a system spend on research. And there's so many advances being made in the medical world, it's unbelievable.
Thanks for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.